With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy to be joined once again by the Masconomet football coach, Masconomet High School, Gavin Monagle. And Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rick. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, here we are. We're in April, which is really strange to be talking football like this. And you guys have a big game coming up on Saturday. But before we get to that, I want to go back a little bit. Tell me a little bit about how the season has progressed since opening day for you guys, because you had a big win over Danvers, which was huge, and then you had a tough loss versus Peabody, and Peabody has come on strong since then. So how do you assess your team at the moment?
Well, you know, whatever the situations we've been put in, the kids have stepped up, and they've been great. They've been working hard. I mean, whether it's, you know, practicing out there in the bitter cold and the snow, and on the whether it's in the grass, mud, hot top, you know, whatever conditions we've thrown them out in, they've done great. No complaints ever by the kids. I think the kids have been extremely happy to be playing football, getting outside. I think the Danvers game, the opener, I think for both teams, I think was just some normalcy for all teams and all kids. And I think leaving the field that day, it was like, oh, wow, this was great just to play a football game. And I think all the kids did appreciate that. We got hit with a little reality the next week as far as there was, you know, we did have to we didn't play the next week against Beverly. We had a we couldn't play that week.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a short week into preparing for Peabody, a good Peabody team, and hey, they're really good. I appreciate all that they do over there. They're got some good working kids there. They really play good physical football. It was really good. I thought it was a good physical football game by both teams. And they're coming on stronger and stronger every week. And again, I'm proud of our kids. I think they had some adversity throughout the game as kids going down and kids stepping in. And I thought the kids all gave their best, every one of them. And we appreciate that from the kids. So it's been quite a roller coaster. You know, we've had practices on a 70 degree day. We've had practices
yeah.
on a 7 degree day. You know,
yeah.
And it's like literally, you know. And the kids have, I think, come through a lot, you know, and every day's a little different. The way they go to the school is different. But I do think football has become one constant for them, and I do believe the kids do appreciate that a lot. And, I think they've all stepped up, come together real well because of that.
Coach, in your experience as a coach, sometimes for various reasons, you got to put kids in. You got to look up and down that bench, and you got to say, "Okay, who do I put in?" You also have to weigh the idea if you're thin, and I don't know that Masconomet is ever thin with players, but if you are, you got to weigh the safety of putting a kid in. But it's interesting to see how the kids mature, isn't it? From freshman year senior.
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone's thin this year. I think right out of the gate, killing a 45. I think teams are broken up. Like, I know we're broken up into cohorts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sophomores, there's only one or two sophomores we have. They're playing. If they're with us, they're playing. That's mm-hmm. kind of what they're told in practice. So you have to be ready, you know, mm-hmm. at any moment. We're a little thin there going, into the last week. But every kid had to be ready, and we threw kids in there. But, yeah, you're right. You see them on film now. At the game, you might not appreciate it as much, but, you know, you watch them on tape a bit, and you see, oh, this kid did all right. And, you know, and then you see them. You need that first whack, you know. You really do. There's no getting around it. No matter how good you are, you know, you're going to be a lot better after you get that first whack. You get back up, and your next play, you're automatically a better high school football player than you were before. So everyone has to go through that, and our kids have, and they definitely – you see him in the practice field, a little more confidence now, paying attention maybe a little bit more, like, So that's a pretty cool thing in coaching. You do see that, and you see kids developing. Just see them getting more confident and see them more eager to get out there. That is a pretty cool thing.
How important is it for your players who don't start, the guys who generally won't get a lot of playing time right now, but how important is it for your starters to practice against these kids, because that's where a lot of where your underclassmen are going to get that experience and get that confidence, don't they?
Yeah, no, we tell them to practice exactly that. You know, you're playing against those guys. That's how you get in the field. You got to play. You know, mm-hmm. you have to do well against those guys to get in the field, and everyone's got to be ready. And you know, especially going into last week, we told the kids, and you know, looked around. We express to the kids, look around, guys, you got to be ready. You know we're not lying to you.
Yeah.
You got to be ready. And they got it, and they got in there, and they thought they all did real well. And And that Peabody team's a good team. They're really, I mean, they gave, you know, Marblehead all they could handle right to the second to last play. Last play, really. And, you know, they had another good win last night.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're a good, strong team. I think, what hurt them, I think, in the Marblehead game, well, that was their first game, too. You know,
yeah.
they had a late start, if I remember right. So, you know, the league's great, by the way, you know, on top of it all. You're throwing kids in there, you're throwing them into a football game. It's legit.
Well,
it's not like time at the end of a game. You know, they're getting thrown in, and they have to step up. And I've been real proud of the way the kids have.
Great experience for them. And a couple of quick questions, Coach. This week coming up, coming up against Marblehead, your offense, how are you working on the offense? Because I'm looking at the scores, and I'm guessing that you've run into a couple of powerful defensive teams, and you need to get some points on the board.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, Damaris has always been a super defensive program, and they still are. And, you know, Peabody, I thought, you know, did a real good job on defense. And I think looking at them, I think they shut out Marblehead the second half of the Marblehead game. You know, we put two up on them, two touchdowns. We scored our first drive, and we scored a little bit later on. But, you know, we had the lead going late in the game, and then they put one on at the end. So, yeah, they're a stingy defense, and I think they only gave up a little bit against Damaris last night.
Right.
So they're a good defense, very good defense, and Damaris obviously was. So, but I expect a good defense from Marblehead, too. You know, there's no getting around it. You know, if we play Beverly, they're strong, you know. So we just have to execute better no matter who we're playing, and it's kind of on us to make, you know, find better ways, put the kids in better positions that they can make plays. And, yeah, we're working on it. We are, no question about it. And we work on everything. We work on offense, defense, special teams. And we do see, though, we you know, if you're going to win games in this league, you need to put up more points and you have to be more consistent all the way through. I think defensively we're pretty good. You know, I think we've been very, very sound. And offensively we've been very sound. We just need to get more points, though.
Well, excuse me again. I got this frog in my throat. Marblehead 2-0 in the league, 3-0 overall. big game for you guys. Peabody has won, and so now they're at 2-1. How is the – and I, this is my final question, Coach. No, I got one more. Let me ask you one more.
Sure.
I want to ask you about – you talked about film. Tell me about someone that you when you looked at the film, you said, okay, he's really done a great job up front. Because I'm always – you know, the offensive guys, the skill guys, they get everything in the paper. But it's the line – you know, who make it happen. So can you mention a lineman or two?
Yeah. You know, we have some good linemen. There's no question about it. I think, you know, another one that's been consistent all the way through, kid James Berry.
Mm-hmm.
We put a lot on James. He's, I think, the last game. I don't know if he came off the field as a lineman. That's not easy to do. You know, he played offensive line, played defensive line. D tackle there. He really, you know, Peabody's pretty physical up front too as well. James is a big kid, so we didn't need his presence up there. And so in both, you know, also the Damaris game, I don't think he came off the field. So we got a lot out of James, and he produced, I think, in both games really well. So yeah, he's definitely a kid I would hang my hat on. We all do. We rely on James. He's a captain of the team. He's one of the captains.
Mm-hmm.
He's done super.
Excellent. Well, finally, Coach, you're in the NEC now, and you mentioned the league. It's an adjustment, I'm sure, for all of the teams out of Masco, and it's great for the NEC to have Masco in. I know that. Road trip to Marblehead. What's been how has the road trip been going for you guys? Because Marblehead, I'm guessing, is probably a little bit away from Masco.
Yeah, this is our first road trip, so
okay,
we got to figure it out a little bit. But you know what, we'll be all right. You know, we'll get there, we'll do our thing. You know, we'll be fine. We've gone further places. Our last away game, I think, was at Everett High, so we figured that one out.
Yeah.
We played over Lincoln Subway in the playoffs, so that's a foul one. That was one of the biggest pain to get in Lincoln Sudbury. There's no easy way to get there on a Friday night.
Well, I know the other one when, you know, I taught at Gloucester High School. The road trip to Winthrop was the road trip to hell. You know, it was just so,
such that's a tough one. Yeah, that's our last game is down there on the football down there.
And Winthrop going back the other way to Gloucester, they said the same thing, you know. And I say that with complete respect, of course.
Oh, I know. No, no. There's no easy way to get in. I grew up down in Riviera, and I know that for a fact. There's only a couple ways to go in and out of there, you know.
Coach, I thank you very much for taking the time. Hope we can talk again next week or the week after. Obviously, be safe, you know, it's an Easter weekend. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, thanks very much. You too. Appreciate it.
All right, Gav, thank you. I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks a million.
Take care, Coach.
Sure.
That is Mascanoma High School football coach Gavin Monagle with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.